and early snow. And not the good kind of snow. If I wanted snow, I wanted it to snow. They ordered drinks, a couple of them taking the stools next to me and forcing me to move over in order not to be touching them.
It was better last year,
a man's voice cut through above the others. He had one of those voices that naturally resonated, but his tone also told me he wanted to be heard and noticed.
They should have had you speak again, Westerfield.
My ears name. It was a coincidence. It had to be. Just because the elusive redhead who filled my thoughts far more than she should was also named Westerfield. It was a common name, right? Laughter sounded from all around the group, and they split into side discussions. But one laugh broke through the rest, low and rich, and so fucking familiar it made me sit up and pay attention.
Thank you for the compliment, but I admit I was relieved not to be asked this year. It's fun and everything, but I don't miss the pressure of being a speaker.
Suddenly, I wasn't cold. Warm summer air filled my mind, along with the faint thump of nearby music and that trademark Montana silence.
We shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't be doing this.
I slipped a hand behind her neck and pulled her into me again, pinning her body against my car. Should and shouldn't are overrated. Rain laughed.
You can't say things like that. You're part of the FBI.
I'm not wearing a badge right now, I said quietly. All I'm thinking about is this and you. I had no chance of keeping my lips off this woman. When I saw her the other day, I'd been so startled I'd nearly frozen in my tracks. No one had ever bowled me over at first sight before, and now that I'd spent the whole night looking at her, I wasn't sure anyone would do it ever again. Leaning in, I kissed her. She tasted like whiskey and cherry lip gloss, and something deeper and sweeter that was absolutely her alone. The tiny moan in her throat was enough to undo me.
Still,
the brash man was still talking.
Your talk last year about PTSD was one of the best. I still use it every day with my clients. Not a single session this year even held a candle to it. I'd wager to say some of them were useless.
I glanced over just in time to confront. Rain Westerfield was sitting not even 10 feet from me, now frowning at the asshole who was making his displeasure known.
There's always something worth learning, Arnold. Take some time and go back over your notes. I'm sure some things will pop out.
I smirked and took a sip of my beer. The man hadn't noticed the nearly undetectable put-down, that she'd called him by his first name instead of his last name. Hell, he probably thought it was an amazing thing and he was now on a first-name basis with Rain. Not that she wasn't giving him the same level of respect he gave her.
Sure, he laughed. That'll happen. I didn't take notes in any of these sessions.
Rain stood and I watched her from the corner of my eye.
That's a pity. I thought some of them were very informative, and considering three of the people who gave sessions today are within hearing distance, I would think carefully about how much more of an ass you want to make of yourself.
She looked around the circle.
It was good to see you all, but I'd like to say hello to my family before I catch my flight in the morning.
There were murmured goodbyes, and Arnold's face was bright red. He'd been trying to impress her and flatter her, and it had backfired spectacularly. Turning, I slipped off my bar stool and waited for her to pass.
Is there anyone else you'd be willing to say hello to?
Rain froze, and she took a long, slow breath before looking up at me. There it was. The invisible connection between us sprang to life like a magnet was in my chest, pointed straight at her. Her eyes widened like she couldn't believe I was really standing there. I couldn't believe it either because the two of us meeting at a hotel in Chicago seemed pretty unlikely. But then again, plenty of things in my life so far were unlikely. Running into the woman I'd been thinking about for a year was honestly pretty low on the list.
Cole Phillips,
she said, tone intentionally neutral.